Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Life is full of many different pursuits and possible achievements. But as followers of Christ, how do we live our lives to reach our full potential so that, in the end, we will have no regrets? All of us have done things in our lives we wish we could do over. It may be an action that hurt us or someone else, a bad financial decision or relationship, or maybe some words we wish we could take back. All too often our lives are held captive by the actions or experiences that we regret. But the great news is that there's hope for moving past our regrets. We must learn to let go of past mistakes, lost opportunities, and failed expectations to live richly in a present filled with hope of new possibilities. In today's message titled, No Regrets at the End of This Life, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to look at life now with the end in view. Let's join in.
Don't waste your life. Live your life consciously and be aware that each moment you breathe is a gift. We must leave a legacy and fruit behind and impact our generation so that when our time to pass from this life to the next one comes, we don't have any regrets on how we lived. Regardless of who we are, it's so important and it's something that requires our examination to make sure that living with regret hasn't become a subtle part of your life and how you do what you do. Let's begin with the book of the prophet Isaiah, verses 1 through 5. The Bible says, "In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amoz, went to him and said, 'This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order because you are going to die. You will not recover.' Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. 'Remember, Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion and have done what is good in your eyes.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. 'Go and tell Hezekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of your father David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will add 15 years to your life.'" Hallelujah. So here is the thing nobody wants to hear. Set your house in order. But the reality is that we are all going to die at some point in time. It's not a question of if we are going to die or when we are going to die. The appointed time to the end of this life can be unexpected. It can be the most unlikely time. Throughout history, death has become well known for turning up in unexpected time. It's the most challenging time of this life for us, everybody. The question is, what have you done with your life? What are you doing with your life? Is your life a blessing to your generation? Let me ask you that question. Hezekiah reminds me of myself, and he reminds me of so many people, because when it came to the time to set his house in order, what did Hezekiah pray for? He prayed for more time. When Hezekiah was about to set his house in order, the thing that was on his heart was, "I wish I had more time." And so God gave him, because God is gracious. He gave him 15 more years. But I just want us to be able to meet our end, being transferred from this life to the next life without wishing we have more time. And so if there is something that we need to do, we should do it today. So important. If you got something to do, make sure you do it today. The word that is dear to the heart of God is the word today. But Satan's favorite word of all words in the dictionary is tomorrow. Today is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to mankind. If you don't know, I'm telling you. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I read verses 1 and 2. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. So the Bible is saying today, don't harden your heart while you hear his voice. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not the day we're talking about. Yesterday wasn't the day, but today. Tomorrow can be a dangerous word, for tomorrow has robbed many dreamers of their dreams. It has robbed students of educational achievement and career opportunities. It has kept more men and women from coming to Christ than any other word in the dictionary. Let me remind you that tomorrow will rob you of opportunities to serve Almighty God. Today is the day you should take action. What's the first thing that a man needs to fulfill God's given purpose? It's a question. What's the first thing that a man needs to live the abundant life that God created for us? It's a day. It is today. As simple as that sounds, every day is a gift and is so precious. God gave us structure. He gave us a day. He gave us weeks, months, and years. He gave us seasons. They all begin with a day, and that could be today, my friend. Today is God's provision for our purpose. And so the first thing that a man needs to fulfill his purpose is a day. And it could be just today. The day God puts something on the heart is the day we should start moving in that direction. I'm talking about when the Holy Spirit has put something in your heart. He's trying to lead you, guide you, and direct your life. And if we do nothing, that's no good. Now, if there is one thing that's going to be responsible for changing our lives, it's when we take immediate action to do the thing that God has revealed to us to do, or to do the thing that we know we need to do. I don't know about you, but there are things that God makes known to you, and you just don't take action. Weeks go by and you don't do it. And I cannot help but to wonder what if you would have applied immediate action to the thing that you knew you have to do, what would have happened to your life. I am going to be intentional about how I use my time, because at the end of my life, I don't want to look back and say, I wish I would have used that day this way, or I wish I would have used this year that way. I want to look back at my life and say it was hard. There were a lot of things that were trying to take me off the path, but I stayed true to the path. I used every day purposefully and intentionally. And at the end of my life, there is a body of work that I can offer and contribute to the world. I know that I have impacted my generation and I have helped people. You cannot do that until you start with today. And if you think about it, if I waste a day and I waste a week and I waste a month and I waste a year, then I waste my life. But if I maximize a day, maximize a week, maximize a month, I maximize the year and I will maximize my life. And so it starts with a day, and that day is today. Or the journey to 1,000 miles begins with one step, and we cannot despise the small or simple things. So sometimes it's something so simple as forgiving someone, or something so simple as giving a gift to someone, or giving an offering to God, or something so simple as praising God when you don't feel like it. Something so simple as just the small things that the Spirit of God is leading you to do, and the things you know you must do. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine, so they say. So we may think, oh, I will do it tomorrow. I will do it next week. I will do it next month. And before you know, We've wasted a month. We've wasted a year because we know that this was the day God put something on the heart. And the day God put something on our heart is the day we should start working towards that thing. So don't worry if the progress is slow. Forget about what you haven't been able to do up until now. And just be willing to cooperate with the Holy Spirit as He leads and guides your life. Continue to cooperate with Him and He will guide your path. A day is extremely important because you become what you do every day. Your life takes on the shape of what you do every day. And so your future is never going to be what you want it to be unless you start with today. Your future is never going to be what God has put in your heart unless you start moving in that direction today. You move in that direction every day and then eventually you get to that place. Eventually, you achieve that future. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 24, that this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is perfect. Every day comes with opportunities. It cannot be improved. It's so perfect. God created it. I cannot change it because it's perfect. It says this is the day the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We won't have to rely on every day to accomplish our goals. I need to structure my day according to what God has put on my heart so that I govern my day and I take control of my day and I live my day the way God wants me to live it. I'm not going to live my day in fear. I'm not going to live it being anxious. I'm not going to live my day worrying about tomorrow. This is the day the Lord has made. A new opportunity has appeared. It's a new day that Lord has made for mankind. It's a perfect day. It's a blessed day to rejoice and be glad in it. A day made and ordained by God for us to achieve our purposes in life. Every day you wake up, remember that it is a perfect day the Lord has made for you to do great things to glorify His holy name. Hallelujah. We will rejoice and be glad in it. What else can we do? I am not going to live my day intimidated. I'm not going to live my day cowardly. I'm not going to live my day being fearful. I am going to live the day boldly and I'm going to live it with courage and I'm going to live it with purpose. Hallelujah. So if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then you cannot even make any good use of the day God has made for you. And if you will, today is your day of salvation. You may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He's at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.